girlfriends. I am Ariel. And I greet you in love and light. For that's all we are, in truth, is love and light. The Creator saw forth the great creation before, it has no beginning. It has no end. It is all. It's all that is, and all that will be. The great unity. That is all. The time has come to remember. The time has come to enter in your fullest knowing. Enter into the fullest capacity for love. Because it's there. You simply forgot. But I'm here to tell you that it's time to remember. The stakes are so high now for all of you. And there's no reason to stay in the forgetting. That veil is over. That veil has lifted. See it as the chains that have kept you apart. Kept you hidden from each other. And what we forgot was the other isn't the other, it's the other self. There's no reason to hate one another, for we are each other. More than a brother or a sister or a mother or a father. More than that. We experience all those things, all those positions in life together. That's why we understand in our hearts the other. Because they aren't the other, they are us. It's all part of one big garden. Much more interesting by the diversity that we experience together. We were never to be the same, but we were to learn to appreciate the differences for what they teach us and the beauty that they give. Instead, what's happened is the world has gotten caught up in such conflict. Everyone's the enemy. Everyone is someone else to dominate. That is not what we are to do here. We are to live in joy together. Experience our challenges together, bringing new ideas, new thought, new shared experience to the whole of creation. It's why we're here. And now at the end of this cycle, ascension is here. Our graduation day, if you will. We will ascend to the next density. Our planet has been in it for some time, and we think we're separate from this planet, but we're not. We're part of the energy of Gaia. Not separate from anything. The fabric that is this world has moved on without us. It has ascended to fourth density. It is the humans that are having the difficulty because we want to stay separate, but we're not. So for the sake of the planet, we need to remember now who we are. For the sake of our soul's development, we need to wake up and realize we are one. That all are family, even the ones we don't like and are causing so much trouble now. If we react in fear, we lose. We react with love and we win. So with that, my friends, I'm going to say to you that you keep coming together in unified purpose. Work for peace. Work for awakening. Bring light to everything. Bring truth to everything. You have a choice here, in this life, to live in service to self or service to others. That's the choice we make. Choose wisely. Choose with the wisdom you possess. Choose with the wisdom and truth that you know. Blessings to all.